This is a fair request, and I promise I will not judge any person only as a teenager. If you will constantly remind yourself that some of my generation judges people by their race, their belief, or the color of their skin, and that this is no more right than saying all teenagers are drunken dope addicts or glue sniffers.
Katie G, and you're listening to Live at 27. In the studio with me today, I got Allie.
What up, what up?
So, Allie, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am 29 and single. What more do you want to know?
29 and single. See, I think that's why Allie and I get along so well, because I'm 27 and single. So right now, we're both at this awkward place in our lives where we don't know if we're supposed to be signing up for Match.com or if we're still supposed to be using Tinder.
Right. Like, you don't know if you actually want to pay for Match.com, but at the same time, the options on Tinder are pretty limited.
I think that we should talk about Tinder.
For sure. I mean, like, how many pet peeves do you have just from Tinder alone?
I could go off on that. For the record, I also think that we could write a song about Tinder. We could definitely write a song about Tinder. You got anything for me?
To the left, to the left.
I'm thinking more a little country. I feel like we could definitely write a country song about Tinder.
Like what?
Let's see here. We got a man with a fish in his profile photo. I wonder if that's for comparison. Wonder what lake he's at in Minnesota.
but he probably won't tell you because it's a secret.
It's his grandfather's 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 lake cabin. but no, for real, I just feel like a lot of girls use Tinder, basically as something to pass the time when they poop. You know, and girls, we're not really doing that long. So if your very first profile photo is of a fish or a dog, we are definitely to the left.
For real. I mean, if the first picture isn't at least remotely cute, I'm not going to go on to your next one.
No,
it's definitely a swipe left.
Absolutely not. And Allie, you've actually had some experience with Tinder, haven't you?
Oh my gosh.
Do you feel like telling our listeners a Tinder story for us?
One of the worst stories that I have from one of the most Tinder horrific stories that I have is from, I was working at the bar at the time, and I had this dude come in and sit at my rail, and he ordered a drink. And I was just like trying to BS with him, you know, pass the time and stuff. And he was just like, actually, I already know who you are. And I'm like, what? I was like, how? He's like, I actually saw you on Tinder. And I was like, I don't think we matched. And that was like back in the day when you could still see like mutual friends and stuff. He searched through mutual friends, found me on Facebook, and saw that I worked at the bar that I was working at the time. I was just like, well, it is definitely time to update my privacy settings, obviously.
Quick question. Was this man attractive?
No. Well, no.
See,
really
and
wasn't.
That brings me to my next point, the crazy to hot scale. Now, you got to admit, if you found this guy kind of attractive,
I totally would have went for it. Definitely wouldn't
have been as creepy.
No, not at all. I would have went for it.
Exactly. Was that your last date?
No. Don't you remember my last date? I, called you from the car, panicking.
Oh, yep. And that was definitely great. All right, and we're going to talk to Allie about the last date that she had right after this break.
I will not judge any person only as a teenager. If you will constantly remind yourself that some of my
love how you disagree to tell me that I'm wrong, but every bone is healed and every stitch is sewed. I've got some words to share, but she don't like my tone. I've got some words to share, she won't pick up her phone. She's got some medicine, she's choking on the pills. She shouldn't feel this way, a lack of social skills. He'll take her out tonight, she'll have an awesome time. The only thing that's lost is the only thing that's mine. Secrets they'll never keep, they're sitting on your bed, and all you want is sleep. Pretend that this is fake, it helps to kill the pain. All that you want is different, all that you'll get is safe. There's nothing more to say, I think I've said it all. I'm sitting on the edge, I'm waiting for the fall. I check my messages, they say you want to fight. I'm turning off my phone, how high were you last night? And I'm gonna get on my knees, would you kick me in the face? Fall like teeth, and whatever we have.
All right, and we're back. You just listened to the first song that played was Lipstick Covered Magnet by the Front Bottoms off of their album Rose. And then the song following after that was After the Party by the Menzingers off of their album After the Party. So, Allie, back to what I was saying. So using Tinder in a small town definitely has its ups and downs.
Oh, definitely. I should tell you this one story, actually, about... me and one of my girlfriends, we actually had to start coordinating who we were matching with and who we were talking to on Tinder, because on a couple different occasions, we had the same guy that we would have matched with, like, both be talking to us and both be trying to take us on a date. And the funniest story, actually, this one guy actually took us on the same exact date.
No.
I'm dead serious.
No.
He brought us both to Old Chicago, and then from there, we both went with him to go get drinks at Granite City afterwards, and then I must have made it to like round three or something, because then we went out to the bar after that, but she didn't make it there.
She didn't make it to the round three bar.
No, but to be fair, he didn't make it to round two from either one of us, though.
So let's get back to the parking lot when you called me.
Oh my Lord. So I am the most anxious person ever. When I go on a first date, I would much rather just get picked up by the dude. But in this instance, he just said, let's just meet at the restaurant, and da-da-da, and I was like, ooh, okay. So I'm literally sitting in my car, almost having an anxiety attack, because I'm, like, trying to think, like, okay, do I go in first? Is he going to be there first? Like, do I sit at the bar? Do I sit at the table? Like, what if he's already there? What if he's at the table? Do I order an appetizer if I am there first? Do I order a drink? Like, what if he isn't drinking? Like, so I had to call you. I was so anxious.
I think that guys out there don't realize how much girls, we do, we overanalyze, especially going on a first date. Like, for me, I'm at the point in my life where my self-esteem fluctuates, like my weight. And it definitely has its ups and downs. So, like, when chicks gain weight, like, our boobs get bigger, but then you learn about this thing called boob sweat. When my self-esteem is low, my standards are low, and then all of a sudden there's lots of single guys in Fargo.
Right? And there's a bigger pool all of a sudden.
So for my first date, I want to know if it's okay if I ask the man if he wouldn't mind wearing a mirror on his face.
What?
It's not like he's unattractive or anything, but like, okay, Allie, you don't even tell me when I have food in my teeth, right? So how am I supposed to expect this guy that I'm going on first date with to let me know if I have food in my teeth? Like, you really think he's going to be like, hey, Katie G, your eyelashes are coming off.
Oh, like,
so I think I'm more focused on me and what I look like rather than what this guy looks like. We've already confirmed that you're attractive. That's why I'm there. I'm probably not listening to anything you have to say anyways.
Because you're worried about what's going on the outside. Well, you shouldn't be. But
I'm too busy overanalyzing every little thing you're doing with your hands, probably, at that point.
That's girl brain, though. That's girl brain. That's what we do. We overanalyze everything.
There is such a thing as called crazy girl brain. Yep. I'm telling you that right now.
For sure.
And then this is how much it can advance. So we're on a date, and it's probably mediocre, and you're probably not even that awesome. But then within the first 5 minutes, I have somehow romanticized everything about you, and your eyes are the most beautiful eyes that have ever existed, and I'm never going to do any better than you, and I can't wait for you to meet my mom in Arizona, and she's only, like, a couple hours away from Vegas, so, like, maybe we'll even, like, elope, and
how the rest of your life is going to turn out.
And then, like, we're going to move to Colorado, and we're going to live in the mountains, but I'm afraid of heights, but somehow you helped me overcome that fear. So then after 10 minutes... I'm like, okay, is it cool to text this guy and just be like, are we in love yet or not?
For real. I get crazy girl brain to the point where I have to make sure that all my friends approve of who I'm going on a date with already. Don't you remember? Okay, this one time, this is the most embarrassing story of my life. And he might even be listening right now. Who knows? I actually screenshotted. I was going on this first date with this guy. Totally adorable. I shouldn't have even worried about it, but I'd already met him in person before that. For once, he wasn't a Tinder guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was super nervous about the first date, obviously. So what I did is I took one of his pictures from Facebook and I went to go send it to one of my friends, aka you, Katie G. And without it, I was so nervous about the entire situation, I didn't even realize that I sent the picture to him.
You sent a photo of a dude to the dude.
Yes.
And if I remember correctly, you didn't even try and save face.
No, not at all. I was like, well, it already happened. I might as well own it. So I was just like, yeah, just showing a picture of you to my friends so they don't think you're a crazy stalker looking guy. I don't know. I had no idea what I said, to be perfectly honest. I tried to black that part out of my life.
So shout out to all the men out there. You're never dating just the girl.
Never.
You are dating the girl and all of her friends.
Yep.
Okay.
Her entire circle.
When you walk into a bar and you see a group of ladies looking at you and you don't know any of them, please know they're not checking you out. You probably took their friend on a date and they know everything about you. And this is how quickly we can turn into CIA chicks. I meet a guy. While I am texting said guy, I'm on speakerphone with Allie, and I'm telling her the entire conversation while I'm taking screenshots of our conversations, and I'm going and I'm sending it over to Beth. And then so Beth is sitting here analyzing the screenshots. Now I'm contacting my friend Anna, and I'm like, hey, check it. Creep is Facebook. Let's find out how long ago he had a girlfriend. Are they still friends? Does he seem faithful? And then I still have more jobs to do. So now, but I'm running out of people. I'm running out of friends. So like I contact this chick from high school who I haven't spoken to in like 10 years. And I'm like, hey, check it. So I got his social security number. I got his address. I know where his mom was born. So I'm going to give you all this info and just find all the dirt you can on this guy. And she's like replying, oh, Katie G, it's been so long. No, I gave you a job. Do the job and then get back to me.
Right. I called his second cousin's ex-girlfriend because his ex-girlfriend used to know. Oh, gosh. It's a chain. It really is. It's a chain reaction. You know somebody that knows something about him.
Exactly. So we do our research, and then all of our girls, like I said, they're picking at everything you do. So you took 47 minutes to respond to my text message. But Allie's been on the Facebook, okay? So mm-hmm. Allie's like, yo, mm-hmm. check it. He was active like 20 minutes ago. So he's obviously talking to another girl, right? Because it took him 47 minutes to respond to you, but he was on the Facebook. So you're at the bottom of his priority list, and I suggest that you move on. So I'm sorry, guys. None of you are safe. None of you are safe from the CIA chicks.
Right. We're all a collective. We band together all the time.
So we're going to talk about a couple of stories I got from the last 5 months of me being single. But I'm going to go ahead and let you guys have a breather from that for a second. And I'm going to play you guys another song. This is Something Wonderful by Seaway off of the album Vacation.
You dress up and wear your models for me. I like that when I grab your hand, you tend to smile. But I'm down. The way you look, you're together.
So baby, let's go to the lake and have a party for two. Where you look, you're together. Always, down whenever. We are with Messi, just like Zach and Kelly. Let's take a shot at something wonderful. Let's take a shot at something wonderful. We are with a band for just like Ross and Rachel.
Tell me what you thought about when you were gone and so alone. The worst is over. You can have the best of me. We got older, but we're still young. We never grew out of this feeling that we won't give up. We're never
bit that you just heard was The Best of Me by The Starting Line off of their vacation, their album, Say It Like You Mean It. So this hour of music on KRFF 95.9 LPM FM is being underwritten by Orange Records. Orange Records offers a variety of new and used music on vinyl and CD, as well as a large selection of posters, DVDs, and much more. Orange Records is located at 641 First Avenue North in downtown Fargo and is open 7 days a week. Search Orange Records Fargo on Facebook for updates on new arrivals and special events. So, like I said, I'm going to talk to you guys about my past 5 month single experience, and it hasn't been that much fun. I don't think I'm really good at this anymore. You know, I don't know if it comes with age, but I used to have a lot of game. I felt I was pretty good and smooth, and
you had the Mac down, that's for sure.
You know, and the first time I had a guy come over since I've been single, he tripped over my dildo while I was in my apartment. So I think.
No!
Oh wait, are we live?
Oh.
Hey, Mom.
Shout out to my mom.
Thanks for listening. I miss you. So basically, after you've been kind of seeing someone for a bit, this happened to me recently. I was seeing someone for a little bit, and I guess it kind of got to the point of, like, where are we now?
Ooh.
Yeah. And the way he presented it, he was like, okay, well, I just want to have fun, you know. You're a little too serious.
What?
I personally think I can't take anything seriously. So this was all very confusing.
No kidding.
For me to, I'm like, okay. And you know, I pretty much got the, well, don't get jealous. That so I'm too serious. I asked him, I'm like, have I gotten jealous like in the past? No, just, you know, fair warning. And I'm kind of sitting here like, how is this even fun now at this point? Because what it kind of sounds like is you want me to maybe pay for like a notary to come sign this contract, like in order for you to chill enough where we can just have fun. You're not making, I feel like you're being a little too serious. But yeah, write some stuff on a piece of paper and I'll be happy to sign it if we can. If we can continue hanging out.
All right. Way too serious already. He's being way too serious already, clearly.
He's being too serious.
Contractual agreements at 2 weeks out.
Seriously. And then my other experience was I met a guy, lives in Grand Forks.
Oh, yep.
And he was like totally down to come up to Fargo and hang out like on a Friday night, like kind of like that, you know? I'm like, why?
like
you live, I live in Fargo.
Yeah, an hour plus away. It's like an hour and like however long, like 6 minutes. I don't know.
It's over an hour. An hour and 6 minutes away. And why? Why are you trying to drive an hour and 6 minutes to come hang out with me? You know, I was kind of like, okay, either one, you think I'm really, really awesome.
Which you are.
Or two, you've already been around the Forks area where you got to expand the mile radius of your dating pool now.
Bow, bow, bow.
Either way, we hung out and it was super great. Really cool dude.
Yeah.
The next day, you know, I snap him. Okay? Because it's not just texting anymore. I swear, I can be having three separate conversations
for
with
real.
The same person, though.
Mm-hmm. On all forms of social media.
Yeah, but we're talking about three different mm-hmm. things.
Yep.
You know, so
I know. Three separate conversations on all forms, like texting, Messenger, Snapchat, all the above.
I'm actually pretty sure you and I are guilty of that.
Oh, totally. Yeah. 100%.
So I snap him, right? Because also, you know, we get curious on if they read it.
Read the message, of course. Gotta see.
Okay, so they open it, you know. So I, like, sent him a message, and he opened it, and he responded pretty quick, and that was, like, the day. That was the day, you know, we snapped. It was cool.
Feeling like he's vibing you.
Yeah, we're totally vibing. Like, I'm getting those views of Arizona and the Vegas.
And the house in Colorado in the mountains, even though you're scared of heights.
And he's going to overcome all my fears. He's the love of my life. This is going somewhere. Well, and then the next day, you know, I snap him and he opens it and he doesn't respond.
For how long?
Well, like at this point, I have talked to my coworker about how long it had been, probably about, I think, like 2 hours at this point. She came to relieve me and I obviously unleashed and was like, oh, this boy in the text scene. And she's like, oh, hi. You know, we had never even met before. And I'm like, no, it's totally fine. I just need help with my dating life. And, you know, I'm on the phone with my friend and I'm trying and I'm thinking, like, why hasn't he responded? Mm-hmm. Then he responds. Okay, but it's through Snapchat. So I see he responds and I just kind of leave it in limbo. So then I call the friends up.
Yep, I remember this.
Mm-hmm. I got the friend on speakerphone while I'm texting, while I'm snapping, while I'm messaging. Okay, so I'm talking to four. I'm talking to my CIA chicks.
We're referencing back to the collective. Yep.
And now we're just all trying to think of, like, what did he say?
I know. What was he doing for those 2 hours?
And again, I haven't opened the snap yet. So instead of just opening it, we're all trying to figure out what could he have said.
We just let it marinate for a while.
So I know that I had snapped and I was like, yeah, we should hang out again soon. And then 2 hours later, I finally get a response. Mm-hmm. So fine. We're all on the phone with me and I got my crew and I'm like, okay, I'm going to open this snap. And I let everyone know, like, and we're all ready. And his reply is, I'm down.
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So then I'm still on the phone and we all decide on, like, a reply. Cause, like, how do I reply to this? And, like, should I reply? So finally we come up with a reply and, you know, I was like, cool. Let me know when you're free. Right? Now, remember, I left him in limbo for a very long time, like about an hour. So for an hour, we did this, and then I opened it. Then we came up with a response, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I sent it. Within 30 seconds, this dude responds again.
Instant reply.
Instant reply. I'm too tired. I've already put in 4 hours of CIA work into this conversation. I leave it in limbo. I tell my friends, we're done. I'm going to bed. I'll open it tomorrow. I was done. So that was the end of the... I couldn't do it anymore.
What did it say the next morning?
I think it was something like, yeah, I'm pretty busy.
Difficult man response.
And I was like, yeah, well, cool voice.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So what happened from there, though? Did you end up seeing him again?
Yeah, like we hung out or whatever a few times and it was fine and whatever. He exists in the world and we're friends.
So was it all like crazy girl brain kind of?
It was 100% crazy girl brain. But what I don't super enjoy about, because the first date is obviously terrible.
Oh, yeah.
But everything that happens after that is so much worse because we hung out a couple times and then I got the whole, you know, I don't know why that's my dude voice, but that's my dude voice, okay?
You know, I'm not really looking for anything serious.
Be like, cool, dude, neither was I.
And it's like, I understand that you have to have the talk, but I kind of feel like, in a sense, you get put in the friend zone.
I know, the friend zone, though. But it happens to us, to be fair. I don't know how many times I've done that to a dude, though, too. You know what I mean? I mean, and it's, like, notorious that, like, guys don't get out of the friend zone and stuff. I feel like all my bros, though, I've orientated into my collective of CIA agents. You know what I mean? Because, like, one of my homies, like, works with new dude that I'm dating or something like that. And it's just, like, he's totally in the collective now. Like, tell me about his ex-girlfriend. Tell me about, like, his very first girlfriend. You know what I mean? Like, I got all this information about him and he hasn't even asked me on a first date yet. How about that? Hasn't even asked me for my phone number.
You guys, we do. Dating's hard. All right. Dating's hard on us, especially at this age. Like, because we're semi-old.
Semi.
Semi-old. We're not super old, but we're We're at that age where, like, we've been.
We've been around the block.
We know. We know the games, okay? We know the lines. We're pretty much over it. I don't even want to go on a date anymore. I just want to meet someone and then we just say our intentions right off the bat.
For real. I was just talking to a dude on Tinder today, and for the most part, I think it's hilarious getting pickup lines from guys on Tinder. Like, that's what I live for. Like, give me your best one, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I was literally just talking to one guy today, and I was just like, give me your best pickup line. And he was like, nah, I don't do those. Like, what?
What do you mean you don't do those?
I was like, come on. And he was like, nah, Google's your best friend. And I was just like, what? I was like, how corny.
Come on. Which, by the way, because I know we got someone listening. shout out to Amanda, Anastasia, my BFF. I wish you could be here in the studio with us. Shout out to my mom and my aunt Tree and
mm-hmm. our homeboy Lucas way out in Western North Dakota.
Thank you. But I would really love if anyone has an idea of a GIF or a pickup line that I should send out to all of my Tinder matches. You know, go ahead and send a message or leave a comment on the page, and I'd be more than happy. I'll send whatever you guys tell me to send, and then I'll let you guys know next week on all the wonderful replies that I get. I'm hoping.
Best response gets a prize. Yep.
And the prize is, I don't know, we all get a laugh. Isn't laughter what makes the world go round or something?
Is that what Rafty said back in, like, or Mr. Rogers? I don't know.
Is that guy who paints?
Bob Ross!
Bob Ross! I don't know why I'm saying. But, you know, it makes sense to me. But, yeah, so go ahead and, like I said, drop a GIF or a pickup line.
Is that how you pronounce it? GIF? I always thought it was GIF. Like peanut butter. They both work? GIF, GIF, whatever.
Super Juice says that it's GIF or GIF. Either way, you guys should know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, drop a line on the page and tell us which way you think
that
it is.
That is G as in goat, I as in India, and F as in Frank. And I want that dropped on the page. So that way, like I said, I'll let you guys all know. And I think that'd be great. Also, for anyone listening, if you guys are single.
What up?
hey. You want to make a post for people to drop the line?
For sure.
I want to take you on a date. I need a single female and a single male. I need you guys to be, I don't know, wanting to fall in love. And what better way to fall in love but having your first date on my talk show?
Right. Blind date. All right.
Live at 27. That's my talk show.
Hey.
Mondays. 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. KRFF Fargo Free Radio. Live at 27. Just to throw that out there again. but yeah, so for real, if you guys are feeling, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, you know, go with the flow, ready for anything.
If you're feeling adventurous.
Adventurous! Really?
That's good enough.
Couldn't think of the word adventurous. If you're feeling adventurous, go ahead and shoot me a private message on the Live at 27 Facebook page. That is facebook.com/dead@2, 0, and then spelling out the word 7. So it's dead at 27 is the URL. Talk show live
and the GIF, whichever one you want to call it, it is now live. So go post your GIFs. We want to see them. GIFs, GIFs,
or your pickup lines. Like,
oh, those two.
I'll send them out to all of my Tinder matches. If any of my Tinder matches are listening, sup? Sorry, we've probably never met.
Right.
Probably can't tell if you're hot or not. Just being honest, you know. Have your first profile picture, something that I can listen to. So, yeah, definitely.
Oh, hey, and if you're not doing anything this weekend, The Human Element is doing their CD release on Friday night, January 25th, at the Aquarium, actually. If you don't know who they are, go check them out. They're an awesome local band around here. Previous members of, like, Ofa Show, Sovereign Sect, you'll love them. They're great. But yeah, that's at the aquarium Friday night.
I absolutely love the aquarium.
I do too. Such a good venue.
Speaking of bars, I love bars. If you've had a great time hanging out with Allie and I in the studio, you can catch us after the show at the Bismarck. We're going to go there. We're going to have some drinks. And we're going to celebrate that. Oh, well.
We're single.
I mean, technically nothing broke.
No, nothing broke.
So the stream was fixed.
Yeah.
But, you know, so we're basically going to celebrate that. This was, you know, the first show of Live at 27. And, you know, I think it went pretty okay for never talking on live air before.
For real. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We appreciate you.
So, definitely. And so just remember to, oh, mom texted me saying my grandma's listening.
Hey, Grandma Donna.
So,
what up, Donna?
Hey, still love me, please. Without you, I wouldn't exist.
For real. I love your family. They're like my second family.
I love singing about Tinder. so if anyone wants to also come on air with me and sing about Tinder, I'm also really cool with that. Next week in the studio, I have Bobby from Low Standards. He'll be in here. We're going to play some music. We're going to play some music live, too. Not sure how that's going to totally go, but we're both excited. It's going to be fun. And then the week after that, I got Sam from Whiskey River. He's an old friend of mine. He's really great. I'm excited to see him in the studio. I also know he's bringing a friend. And I did get confirmation that this friend is single. So, ladies,
hey.
I'll be sure to ask him questions. So, yeah, always, guys, drop the questions on the Facebook because I'm totally down to answer questions during the live broadcast, and especially when I have, you know, hot single dudes on the show. Come on, single ladies, ask them questions. You never know, maybe live at 27 we will all find love. Probably not,
except I'm 29 too.
We'll go with an evil 28
by the time I'm 30.
By the time she's 30. Yeah, I need to come up with a song, definitely. Okay, so up next at 9 o'clock, it is the Orange Show, and you can catch me tomorrow at Legends. I'll be hosting General Trivia at 7 p.m. and I'm gonna be leaving you guys with the Feel Something song of the week, which is Burn After Writing by the Menzingers. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Allie, say bye.
Bye.
Here's to you, same chords that I stole from a song that I once heard. Same melody I borrowed from the void. I'd rather observe the structure and narrative. The characters are thin. The plot does not develop. It ends with it begins. It's on the screen and paperbacks and sacks. Your side, what I'd give to see you.
cry, what a gift for your caress to see a blue cotton dress fall up on the floor. Certain memories are the problem, certain drunken nods are the shame. 700 miles in 4 years, I can't fight the flame of burns. And it burns, and it burns, and it burns.
This hour of music on KRFF 95.9 is being underwritten by Mother's Music in Moorhead. Locally owned since 1970, Mother's is the Valley's oldest independent record store. Family owned and operated, Mother's not only sells records, CDs, and tapes, but also a wide assortment of posters, clothing, and other gift items. Check out Mother's Music at 431 Main Avenue in Moorhead. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sundays 1 to 7 p.m.